We are definitely throwing long passes. That's a terrible idea, right? Yeah, I guess what I'd be concerned about if he didn't have practice time. That's a different story. And we were fortunate that who didn't have to go on PUP. And so he got so much of the work and the timing with Matt. I'm not going to call it behind the scenes, but over the last few weeks, he's really been running full speed. So we were able to play him in the third preseason game, although in a small amount. But that week at practice, he had a what we would call a normal allotment of his reps and his plays. And then the same thing last week, a normal allotment. So this is really his third week of him and Matt at full speed, normal, you know, in-season pacing for that. So I recognize the question for sure, just because they didn't get on game experience together this year. But they've logged a lot of hours together, those two have. And I think that helps too, knowing that there's time spent together. It's not first-time quarterback, first-time receiver, hey, a little bit deeper on that route. Sometimes when you know somebody that well, a look or a nod, yeah, I know you want to be deeper, or, you know, the ball just in this spot. So we're fortunate in that way. I just wanted to make sure. That it sounds like a terrible idea, you know, not to throw it long to him.